I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a look inside the world of Christian fundamentalism. We'll speak with Brett Granger about his new book, In the World But Not Of It, about his family's radical faith. And the Barbershop Guys give their spin on the week's news. But first, it's time for our weekly political chat. Presidential candidates John McCain, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton unveiled their plans for improving the economy. Are voters warming to any one of them? And a new poll shows some Democrats say it's my way or the highway. Pick my nominee or else. Here to put the week's developments in context is Michael Steele. He's the former lieutenant governor of Maryland and the current chairman of GOPAC. It's a group that supports Republican candidates for state and local offices. Also with us, Democratic strategist Celinda Lake, president of the polling firm Lake Research Partners. Welcome to you both.
Good to be with you.
Hello.
Celinda, can we start with you? All the candidates have been talking about the economy this week. Both Senators Obama and Clinton want the government to intervene in the mortgage crisis. Both say the government needs to get more involved in regulating these. But John McCain cautions against the government interfering too deeply in the credit crisis. He says neither banks nor homeowners who made bad decisions should be bailed out. Clearly, this is a top issue for voters. But have any of the candidates gotten any traction on the economy?
Well, the Democrats tend to be rated a couple of points stronger than McCain on the economy, but that's already quite a bit of success for McCain, actually, because this is a man who already said, I don't understand the economy, really, and voters overwhelmingly think that Democrats are better than the Republicans on the economy. So it's interesting that the Democratic candidates are only getting a couple of points advantage over McCain, and I think it speaks to the degree to which he's kind of developing an independent profile from the Republican brand and the Republican label, and that's pretty dangerous if we want to beat him in the fall.
Well, I think Michael? That's a good point. McCain has always been that way, that maverick within the GOP. But I think the other thing, you got to keep this all in context. This economy started in recession under the Bush administration, and it is ending in recession under the Bush administration. But in between, there were six very good years of growth in jobs and growth in a number of sectors, particularly housing, where African-American and minority communities for the first time in significant numbers took home ownership. Yes, some of that's now coming back to roost because we see underlying all of that were some pretty bad practices in the housing market, particularly in the mortgage lending sector. And I think McCain has it right. A slow-go approach with respect to exactly who was hurt, how they got hurt, and what should be done by the government is something that we need to look at carefully because we are in recession. You don't want to cause this economy to jerk deeper into loss of jobs, loss of revenue, loss of, opportunity.
But Celinda's point is interesting that it's remarkable, given how bad this current situation is, that McCain is even nearly even with the Democratic candidates. I'm just curious, though, Michael, whether you are at all concerned as a Republican that he will appear indifferent to the very real suffering that many people are going through. Forget, you talk about minorities. They are facing, blacks and Latinos are facing an historic loss of wealth as a result of the subprime crisis.
With all due respect, think that's a gross exaggeration because you're projecting it across the entire population of people, and I just don't think that that's going to be borne out or is being bared out by what's happening right now. And my point is, you've got to keep this in perspective. The Democratic presidential candidates made it seem like every American in this country owned a subprime loan. And that is a part of a percentage of the market, is a very, very small percentage of the market. And so my point is, when you're talking about government intervention and government solution to what is a market crisis, you need to be more careful. And I think John McCain is going to have an appropriate approach.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm talking with former Republican Lieutenant Governor of Maryland, Michael Steele, and Democratic strategist Celinda Lake. Some new polls out this week. Wanted to run by you both. The NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows that Democrats are virtually tied, but there does seem to be some wear and tear on the candidates, Celinda, as a result of this campaign. Is that sort of normal stuff or a sort of sign of worry?
I'm certainly worried, and I think that most Democrats are pretty worried. I mean, on the one hand, I think it's hard to ask candidates to do anything but try to win their elections. On the other hand, I think that there are two very disturbing trends. First of all, because we don't have a nominee, you have McCain out there virtually uncontested. You don't have this race engaged, And that's allowing him to really develop this independent profile, to kind of have it both ways. And I think many Democrats, myself included, would like to see us engage him more directly and feel that if we're not going to have a nominee for a couple of months, we need our party in general to start to be much, much more aggressive vis-a-vis Senator McCain and really outline the differences. On the second hand, the other disturbing development here is that you're starting to have, you know, 20% of the Obama voters and 28% of the Clinton voters who say they might not vote for the other candidate if they were the nominee. That's very different. There was a time when, you know, 86% of Democrats liked both these candidates, and everyone said they were going to vote for both of them. So I think in the end, Democrats will be united, but that's disturbing, I think.
What do you make? Do you buy that, though? Do you think that that's really true, that 3 out of 10 Clinton supporters say that they will vote for John McCain in the fall if Obama is the nominee, and that 20% of Obama supporters say that they'll vote for John McCain in the fall if she's the nominee? Do you think that's true, or are they just mad right now?
I think they're mad right now, and I think that once they're reminded of the McCain record, Democrats will be united. But I think it's not good to have this wear and tear, and it's not good to have these ads against each other where they're, you know, we will see those themes. We will see the red phone back again in the general election.
So, Michael Steele, that John McCain's kind of using this time to kind of define himself, I think maybe reintroduce himself to the voters might be one way to sort of put it. He gave also, in addition to an economic address, gave a major foreign policy address this week. I think we have a short clip, and let's play that now.
When we believe international action is necessary, whether military, economic, or diplomatic, we will try to persuade our friends that we are right. But we, in return, must be willing to be persuaded by them.
Michael Steele, what do you make of the
tone
he's striking?
Isn't it?
Yes, exactly. What do you think?
Different tone from what we've seen over the last 7 years. This is a man who knows war up close and personal, and knows the impact of making the decision to go into military engagement. And I think he recognizes that in this modern era, you cannot, on a global stage, do this alone. You cannot do it without your allies and your partners, and you cannot do it without making some new allies and new partners of countries that, you know, right now may be sitting on the sidelines or may in fact be against the United States. So I think you're going to see a different tone from both presidential nominees, which I think is very important and I think is very healthy and helpful to the United States, both at home and globally.
So, Linda, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's definitely a different tone, and I think foreign policy is Senator McCain's strength, but he has some vulnerabilities there as well. I mean, saying that we're going to be in Iraq for 100 years, that's going to mean an expenditure of trillions of dollars that we desperately need back here at home. So, again, unfortunately, I think we're in a period where McCain is able to establish this image. And I think it's very dangerous if it takes root and is uncontested. And I think one way or the other, the Democrats, if we're not going to have a nominee for a couple of months, we have to find a way to engage McCain and draw the distinction between our party, whoever we nominate, and him.
Now, I was going to say, let's put this 100-year comment into context because the Dems love throwing that line around as a throwaway. The reality of it is 60 years after World War II, we're still there. 50 years after Korea, we're still there. And we at U.S., in most, if not all, of its military engagements, has subsequently spent significant number of years in those countries, you know, doing what we're supposed to do to try to keep the peace. And I think what John McCain is saying is to be realistic, particularly in this region of the world, given the hostile territory that it is, You cannot think that you're going to just walk away from the Middle East. You're just going to walk away from Iraq and not have some type of presence, some presence there on the ground. And I think it's just a realistic assessment of one of the things that the United States is going to have to make a judgment call about. And the American people will be a part of helping to make that judgment call this fall.
It sounds like a good topic for a fall debate between the two nominees. Finally, looking ahead to Pennsylvania, the next big contest that of course John McCain has sort of already sewn up his nomination. He's the presumptive nominee. But on the Democratic side, Celinda, do you think that Pennsylvania is going to be dispositive?
No. If Senator Clinton lost Pennsylvania, it would be dispositive. But she has a good lead there right now. She has Governor Rendell really making a difference for her. It's a state whose demographics really favor her. It's a much, much older electorate, a blue-collar electorate. That's good for her. But don't forget, we have Indiana. We have North Carolina. We have a number of states out there. And it may be my home state of Montana, the last to vote, that may have the best say.
Okay.
Thunk it, right?
Hey, what about Puerto Rico?
There you go.
See, what about Puerto Rico? See, we're all lobbying for that important Puerto Rico contest. We all want that.
And cover that one.
Okay. Democratic strategist Celinda Lake is president of Lake Research Partners, a D.C.-based polling firm. She joined us on the phone from Seattle, Washington. And Michael Steele, the former lieutenant governor of Maryland and current chairman of GOPAC, which supports Republican candidates for state and local offices, joined us on the phone from Washington. I thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.